Yeah, music starts at 8:15, so you better get your sleep. Again, get off the couch.
Yeah, Plimsoll's at 11:15 and a video shoot.
And a video shoot.
Yep, wow. So it's going to be real fun there. And we're expecting a phone call, are we not?
Yeah, we are expecting a phone call.
Yeah, maybe while she's dialing, we could talk about who this lovely lady is.
Well, I'll tell you what. You've heard it before, but I'll tell you again. We're gonna thank Justine Kovalt, the queen of rock and roll. I miss her so much.
Yeah.
But because of her, I got to meet Cindy Dawson and Henry from the Synths.
Mike, hang on, okay?
You good?
All right, cool. Thank you. Hold on.
Okay, she's on the phone.
All right. Hello, Cindy.
I can hear what's going on.
Cindy Dawson. How you doing? You're on the air.
I am.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Nice to talk to you.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Mike. Don't forget about me.
Hey, Henry. What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Really good. Everybody in the listening area, this is Cindy and Henry from the great New Jersey band called The Synths, C-Y-N-Z.
Yay.
Yeah, let's give them a round of applause because we love them. Yeah. So thanks for calling in. You'll do anything for Dan, huh? Nice.
Almost anything for Dan.
Yeah. Thank you for the qualification. Yeah. So what's up, you guys?
Oh, well, we're very excited because we are heading to L.A. on March 6th. And, well, we aren't bringing Dan with us. He has his own little airplane ride to take.
Oh.
But we will be hanging out with him.
That's pretty good.
Dan's taking his private jet.
Yeah.
I highly doubt that.
He should have his own private jet. Yeah, no, we're very excited. Henry, you want to tell them about the shows?
Yeah, we're playing at the Viper Room on Thursday, which we're really excited about. And then on Saturday, we're playing at Redwoods.
With the Slamdanistas.
With the Slamdanistas, our good
friend. And Tony Valentino from the Standells will be at the Viper Room with us.
Hmm. Now, the Viper Room sounds like it's a really famous room. Am I right about that?
Absolutely.
Well, it's very famous. Unfortunately, it's most famous because River Phoenix died in front of it.
Ugh.
It was owned by Johnny Depp at one time. He did sell it. It's no longer owned by Johnny Depp. But it's legendary. I mean, some of the best rock and roll bands in the world have played there.
Hmm. And you get to play there, which is only right.
That's right.
That's a paid advertisement.
Nah.
Yeah, well, wait till you hear the new release.
I'll check my
Everybody
Venmo.
Will be saying the same thing, like, oh, yeah, they need to be playing there because they got one of the best releases out this year. And I've listened to it several times. Believe me, it's great.
The new record is coming out from The Synths. Since we have The Synths on the phone, why don't you tell us all about this new record that's coming out? Is it going to come out in March?
It's officially being released March 29th, but it's already had some singles released. However, Room Without a View is a Smithereens cover song.
Yeah.
And that was released prior, but we went back in the studio with that because Jim Babjack said, hey, how come I wasn't, asked to play guitar on that? Like, I didn't think you would, but hey, come on in,
Awesome.
Jim Babjack down. So Jim Babjack went into the studio and he added some unbelievable lead guitar on that. And
he definitely took it to another level. And so the version that appears on the album is remixed, remastered, and it also features Jim Babjack.
That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that that happened.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I said, can I come down to the studio? Would you mind if I sat and watched you? Because I'm a geeky Smithereens fan and from way back. And actually, I bartended in the club where they used to play, back in the early days. And I said, I just want to be there to witness it. I want to believe that it's really happening. And so he said, okay, bring me, you can pay me by bringing me a bottle of really good bourbon. And so I went out and not only bought him a bottle of bourbon, I bought him a really good bottle of Irish whiskey, and which he nearly finished actually in the session, which he loved.
There you go.
So it was such a wonderful, wonderful experience to be able to actually watch him add that guitar to the track.
I can't even imagine.
It's crazy. Surreal.
That's really cool. So, Dan, what else do you have for shows coming up?
Oh, well, hey, we got... I want to give a shout-out to Rumbar Records, first of all. Slamdanistas are on Rumbar. So is the Glimmer Stars, who also are playing with Sins at the Redwood. Mm-hmm. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Big Stir Records. That's Tony Valentino and Arthur Alexander Band, which is also coming to Boston in September. So I am really looking forward to going out there and meeting all these people. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
The Jewel Brothers as well.
Yes, and I don't know much about the Jewel Brothers, but it's all good. Gabriel has put together this great show. I can't thank him enough for what he's doing. I can't wait to get the Slamdanistas here. I'm working on that now.
Wow. Do you ever sleep? Ever?
No, not really.
No, he doesn't. He does fall asleep standing on his feet because I've witnessed it. Well, he's still talking to you, but his eyes are closed and he's snoozing.
Thanks for giving away all my secrets, yeah. Cindy. I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right, you guys. So we're going to see you back here in the Boston area in April, correct? For your record release.
Absolutely. And Dan, you could tell them who we're playing with. That's going to be one hell of a show.
All right. Yes. Well, first of all, we got High End playing with them. And everybody knows who High End is, also on Rumbar Records. And then we got Mach Bell. Everybody knows who Mach Bell is. Legendary rock and roller here in Boston. Loves to play with the Sins. This will be your second or third time playing with them?
Third
time playing with them. And then the amazing, not to be duplicated, Muck in the Myers. And it's been a long time since they have played the Square Root. So I'm telling you, I don't think I could have put a better show together for the Sins CD release party. It's going to be a blast.
It is.
Unbelievable.
And we're going to play the title track.
We have to do two shows.
Yeah, we have to do two shows.
I have to do two record release shows because Boston is my second home now.
That's right, and don't you forget it.
Oh, no, I don't. Trust me, I love Boston.
I know.
Any opportunity to go there,
and Boston loves you.
Yep. So, Cindy and Henry, just so you know, we're going to play the title track from your new record, Little Miss Lost, coming up after Mike's second set. So, make sure you listen for that. It's such a great track.
Oh,
love
yeah.
it, love it, love it, love it.
Really good, really good.
Mike,
all right.
You should come out to L.A. with us.
I would like to. Let's talk. We'll see if we can...
You could do a West Coast remote.
Dan, do you have an extra seat on your private jet?
Yeah. Well, let me put it this way. If I had extra seats, the Sins would be on my private jet. There you go.
There you go.
I'm not going to argue that.
All right, you guys, at 10:08 in the morning, I want to thank you so much for calling. At least it's not as early as it used to be, huh?
You deserve to be in a prime spot.
Well, you know, at least it worked out.
You've been one of the best shows on that station.
Thank you. At least it worked out. So love you guys. Can't wait to see you in April. I'm sure we'll talk before then. Let's hear it for the awesome Sins from New Jersey, everybody.
Gem Records. Don't forget, Gem Records. Marty Scott Gem Records. That's where all the action is happening right now.
All right. Bye, you guys. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, that was Cindy and Henry from the Sins. It's 10:08, almost 10:09 in the morning. Mike, along with Mike... Yeah. And Destiny will probably show up shortly, too, hopefully.
I don't know where the hell she is.
I'm not sure.
I might message her or something because I don't want to distract her if she's driving.
You know what? I think I see a message. She might be here. Let me look. Be there in 5 minutes.
Oh, that's a good thing.
All right, so, Mike, before you go, let's just talk about the new songs for the second set. Okay. And then you can get downstairs and get your daughter because that's a good thing for a dad to do.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, so we're starting off with XTC.
Right.
And This Is Pop.
This Is Pop, Fossil Fuels single collection. Fossil Fuels XTC singles from 1977 to 92 is a compilation album by XTC released in 96. It collects all 31 of their Virgin Records UK singles in chronological order.
Crazy
release. I've got a huge XTC fan.
Crazy compilation. Then we have something by Cat Stevens,
right,
and Music.
Buddha and the Chocolate Box is the 8th studio album by Cat Stevens. The title came from Stevens was traveling to a gig on a plane with a Buddha in one hand and a box of chocolates in the other. He pondered that if he were in the plane... these would be the last objects with him, and he would be caught between the spirit and the material worlds. The album leans towards a spiritual path, and it's an indication of the direction he will follow.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah.
Stella by the Tubes.
The Tubes, Love Bomb.
Yeah.
Love Bomb is the seventh studio album by the Tubes, and it was there produced by Todd Rundgren. It was released in 1985 on Capitol Records. It is the best major label release by the Tubes.
Then we
I would disagree with that. The first one is the best one as far as I'm concerned.
Which one? Yeah, no, they were, yeah.
1976, I saw them with the Sensational Alex Harvey Band in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, well, you're 2 weeks there, wrong, Dan. But yeah, no, they have a hell of a library. Yeah.
All right. Lou Reed is up after that. Stupid Man from his record called The Bells.
Yeah, and that's the ninth studio album by American Lou, released in 79 by Arista Records. It was recorded in binaural sound at Delta Studios in Wilster, West Germany. 3 out of 9 songs on the album are the product of short-lived writing partnerships with Lou and Nils Lofgren. This is one of them.
Ah, and wrapping everything up with a great rock and roll band called Royal Blood and Mountains at Midnight.
Right. God. Back to the Water Water Below is the fourth studio album by the English rock band Royal Blood. It was released on September 1, 2023 by Warner. The album is produced by the band themselves. Having previously self-produced a majority of their previous albums, it received acclaim from critics.
All right. Excited. Going to start with XTC.
What?
Yeah. What?
More. On the shows?
Oh.
A little more on the more shows?
Yeah, you
okay.
Could.
All right. Hey, I just want to tell you, the Worthing Attic is still happening. We had one show, and we have a great one on March 10th with the Strange Men. Everybody remembers the Strange Men, and they're out there, they're playing, they pack the Midway.
They're strange.
They're strange, but boy, they're great rock and roll. Huge fan. I'll never forget the time that I saw them play with Link Ray downstairs at the Middle East, and I met Link that night, and it was an earth-shaking experience, to say the least. And then we're still in March here, folks, and we've got Mark Valentine. If you don't know who Mark Valentine is, he just got signed with Wicked Cool. He is coming to town, but first he's going to play the Music Room down in Yarmouth with Girl with a Hawk, our favorite band in Boston. We love Girl with a Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be playing with the Stigmatics. And then the next night, Mark is going to be playing the Back Room at the Burren with The Chelsea Curve and Little Billy Lost. Wow. If you don't know Mark Valentine, you need to check him out. He is really, really good.
That's a great
to be working
great
with
one.
Him. And as far as I know, he's never been to the U.S., so this is his first U.S. tour. And then I got this great band from New York City, direct from the Parkside Lounge, Fandango NYC. They're going to be playing for me at the Square Root with another great band from New York, the Hasbros. And Satch Kearns, our favorite from Rock Garden Records. So, and then I'm going down in New York. Cindy's having another birthday party. Just make sure you know this. It's her 26th birthday. She'll tell you that for the rest of her life because it's her 26th birthday.
I'm not arguing. Nope.
Don't argue. And she's got her birthday parties at the Parkside. Be down there for that. And then we finish off the month. I shouldn't say we finish. The month is finished. And then I got one more thing I'm going to tell you about. At the Warehouse 11, this is a new room that I'm going to start booking in the future. I'm having a birthday blast for me with False Positives, Stop Calling Me Frank, Density, Don Black Cat from New York City, direct from the Parkside Lounge, and High End, and possibly a special guest to be announced down the road.
Love those. And if anybody wants to see these for themselves, you've got a Facebook page where you've got everything listed?
I have a Facebook page that would be Anklin Dan. I also have another one that's Bootleg Dan Rocks. And my third one is Bootleg Dan Presents. many ways to get a hold of me.
Very cool. Thank you, Dan.
Hey, right. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Okay, going to start with the first song from Mike Costa's second set of the day. This is XTC, and this is Pop, WMFO.
And everything was going to work itself out. A good, honest man doing the work of God, trying to make things better for him. A lover of life in a school for fools, trying to find another way to survive. Myself. I said, don't you know? Well, it won't be too long before the battle, devil will get your back. I said, put back your heart and sing, sing while you know you're still living. Sing, sing, sing while you know there's still music.
Save us. Hoping everything was gonna work itself out. A good, honest man doing the work of God, trying to make things better for him. Lover of light in the school for fools, trying to find another way to survive.
Japan. Hitchhiking out of a good life in Saskatchewan. And he thinks that he's got big, big plans. Gonna build a house upon some land. Oh, Casey, don't it make you crazy? Oh, when you're living all alone by that damn water. Oh, Casey, don't it make you crazy? When you're living all alone by those still waters. Please say hello. Please say hello to my little baby daughter. Oh, Casey, tell her that her father's gonna be coming home so soon to see her. Well, I'm shooting down the turnpike with a driver doing 95 or maybe more. Don't you think he's loaded drunk or that he thinks the lights are poor? Oh, Casey, oh, Casey, don't you know how it makes me so damn crazy living all alone by those waters? But please say hello. But please say hello to my little baby daughter. Please, please, won't you just give her a great big kiss, then tell her that her stupid daddy would be coming home soon. Oh, Casey, don't you know I made me so damn crazy when I was living there all alone by those still waters. But please tell my baby, baby, baby daughter that I'm tired of now, but I'll be home soon and I'll be the daddy that I honor. Please say hello. Casey, please say hello from a stupid man. Give my little baby daughter a big, big, big kiss and tell her that her daddy will be coming home soon. But Casey, don't you know I would make you so damn crazy when I was living there all alone? But won't you please give my baby daughter a great, big, big, big kiss and tell her that her stupid father will be coming home soon.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
I'm holding. dancing off of the walls. Up mountains at midnight.
WMFO Medford. Wow, that second set, that deserves a round of applause. Oh, yeah. All right. That was Mike Costa's second set. And we have a whole bunch of people here. I'll introduce our newest studio member here in a second. Started out with XTC, called This Is Pop. Cat Stevens. And I put the wrong song in there, in my little thing there, but I can fix that. It was called Music, and that was next. Then we heard The Tubes, Christopher Johnson's favorite of all time, from Love Bomb in 1985. That was Stella. Lou Reed from the year 2000. The Bells was the record that was Stupid Man, and just finished up with a banger. Who can say that?
Banger. Yeah.
From, Jammer.
From Back to the Water Below came out last year. That was Mountains at Midnight. Thank you, Michael Costa.
All right, yeah, no problem. Always good to be back. And, you know, it's love to hear the all the mix of the stuff, whether the new and the blast from the past. What the hell?
Right, pretty cool. Yeah. All right, so we do have somebody that you know, I think, a little bit. Sitting over there right across from me.
I've heard of her.
Looking lovely. Destiny Costa, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Destiny.
Are you really here?
Am I really here? Is this really happening?
I think it is. What's going on with you?
Man, I haven't been around anything radio since my computer crashed back in December. I was about to start my show on Markskin Radio. I was getting everything ready, and the screen did like the worst thing you ever want to see. It just did bars and froze and just died. So I haven't been doing my Ditch Your Demon show since December. That's a couple months now, and I haven't been on the town with Mikey D in a couple months either. So thank you for inviting me down this morning.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming.
It's great to be here. It's great to see everybody. Great to see my dad.
He hasn't been here since 2019.
It's insane, dude. I was so happy to see that you invited him. So last night on Instagram, I'm like at work, it's almost midnight, and I see your post on Instagram. I'm like, oh man, thanks for having my dad on. He's like, hey, what? Mike Newman goes, comments back, what time are you coming in? I was like, oh, I hadn't even thought about it.
What a great idea.
Yeah, because I don't get home from work till 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, I work in Maine, live in New Hampshire, you know what I'm saying? But here I am. I am somewhat alive, and I haven't seen my dad in months. I haven't seen you since Thanksgiving.
I haven't seen him in 5 years. I win.
And I've never met him until today.
There I you know. Go. That was something I was very happy to see happen. Now, Bootleg Dan here and my dad, like wild men of like digging in music archives and, you know, they climb the high mountains and the long lost paths to music none of us know about.
Oh, brother.
So I was psyched that these guys were going to meet today.
Dan's cool. Dan's
all right. Dad, you're all right. Yeah.
Got the energy.
Yeah.
And Dad, what the hell? When are you going back on Ditch Your Demons, girlfriend?
I am hoping in the next couple of weeks. I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks. My work schedule's been insane. For those that don't know, I am a nurse. That is how I make my money. And the schedules are insane. And, you know, it's been the winter time. It's been nuts, dude. COVID outbreaks and madness and insanity. So
we want to thank you for your service, too.
Thank you.
We need more people like you.
Oh, it's brutal. If I could stop being a nurse like right now, I would. It's hard. It is hard work. Thank you for that. Because, you know, I feel like every year I get the plague, you know, along with all my patients. And, you know, and so we're coming back out of that. Anyway, that's that.
Very
and,
cool.
I'm hoping, like, in March to be back on Markskin Radio. I actually messaged Chris Johnson last night about that. We are in talks to figure out when to start the show back up again.
The talks have begun.
Yeah, that's right.
I hope so. It's good to see you back on. I like to touch base with you. We exchange tracks, and it's nice. Good vibe.
Yeah, Dad,
good
it's
people
all right.
in the hood.
It's good to see my father.
Yeah, it's good to see my daughter.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, looking forward to doing Rock Garden Records, too. I'm getting antsy. I'm supposed to be doing my first episode with Rock Garden Records. I'm waiting for the green light. I'm waiting for the word. And the bird is the word. The word, where's the word? Let's get it going. And you've been kicking ass on Rock Garden Records, Mike Newman.
Well, me and Todd.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The golden voiced one.
Yeah, yeah. You got a good voice, too. You're good. I'll stop. Yeah.
All right. So at 10:35 in the morning, welcome to Destiny. I'm going to play one more 5-song set, and then we're going to see what happens with the timing. But this one's going to be bookmarked by the Nervous Eaters. So what's better than that? Because they are releasing 2 new songs. Happened yesterday is release day. The first one I'm going to play is Knockdown Day, which you probably know is an Adam Sherman composition, but this is recorded by the boys in the Nervous Eaters. And we're going to finish up the set with a new Nervous Eaters song. Well, long-time fans may know, Vampire. That's also newly released. And the rest is all brand new noise as well. But going to start out with Knockdown Day, this beautiful, beautiful track from Adam Sherman, done by the Nervous Eaters. This is New Noise at WMFO.
Thank you. On my ears, will you?
WMFO in Medford, 10:53 in the morning. Studio full of people. In addition, we've got Kirsten, who's going to be with us for something about the women. We'll introduce her in just a second. But first of all, quickly, heard Nervous Eaters, the first of two singles that was released yesterday. That was Knockdown Day, an Adam Sherman composition done by the band. Really cool. Happy just to see you. They're a Boston band, and their album is called Ways to Cope. That was Card Door. The Sins, that we heard from on the phone. They're a New Jersey band, brand new from their forthcoming record. That was the title track, called Little Miss Lost. Paul Weller was the fourth song in the set. It has to be said that way.
Paul Weller.
Paul Weller. brand new album coming out, that was Soul Wandering. And Nervous Eaters bookended that set with their second of two that was released yesterday. That was called Vampire. All right, I want to thank everybody that's been here. First of all, Mike Costa, two killer sets, man.
Yeah, well, no, it's always cool to be, it's been years, but it's been awesome. It's a great memory, and I thank you for inviting me, and always great to be here. And like I say, you got the new stuff, right? And then you got the blast from the past, so how can you lose?
You can't lose.
You can't lose.
All right, and it seems like the next person I should thank is Destiny Costa, the daughter of that man right there.
I guess so. I made it for the last half an hour here to hang out out with you guys. It's been good. It's been a good time to see everybody. You want me to plug the show?
Yep, plug the show.
We got Bootleg Dan wanting me to plug the show. Hey, everybody, this is Destiny Costa. Here we are on WMFO Medford, and we are partying. Yeah. And you need to come down. Tonight is the big deal, man. It's Jennifer Teft releasing. She just released her single Caffeine with Rock Garden Records. Killer song. If you didn't hear it earlier in the show, Mike did play it. So tonight at the Square Root, we are going to have Jennifer Teft and The Strange, her single release party, the single being Caffeine, and The False Positives. And you definitely won't want to miss them. And then we've got a Happy Little Clouds, killer, killer, killer band. And they're doing like some video, right? A new video sneak peek. What's happening, Dan?
Yeah, that's a new new video sneak peek. And first time being played tonight.
All right, cool. And then also the special guest is the Plimsolls. I mean, come on.
The Plimsolls.
You can't, I mean, it's like I'm just laughing because it's going to be insane, dude.
Anthony Kaczynski. Anthony Kaczynski, lead vocals. Garrett Vandermolen, bass.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's going to be off the hook.
It's going to be, it's off
people,
the hook.
I've lived in Boston for 30 years. This is going to be one hell of a show.
This bill is killer.
Yeah, and there's
you
a video.
You need to get down there.
Video is going to be done during their performance.
Yeah.
As well,
so don't bring your glam, bring your rock. Let's make this video priceless.
Yeah, get off your couch, man.
Get off your couch.
Right. Come rock.
Thank
and
you,
roll.
Guys. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Woo!
All right, I want to introduce the queen of Something About the Women. Well, today anyway, because she's here. No, just kidding. Kirsten Tervinsky, how you doing, man?
I believe that would be Your Highness, then.
Okay, Your Highness.
Yeah. I mean, we stand on protocol here at WMFO.
Yeah. There you go. So, welcome. Nice to see you here in the studio. It's been a while.
It has. Yeah. It has. And it's great to see this rabble-rousing crowd here.
Family's here.
The family is here. Destiny and I are the nursing department.
That's right.
So, yeah. If you have a problem, call 911. If you have going to be loving tonight.
If you have a boo-boo, this is the place to be. Yeah.
And Dan, Bootleg Dan, you've been doing so much great work getting musicians out there and booking gigs. And even when you're not in charge of the gig and booking it, I see you in the audience. You're just so supportive of all the musicians around here. So it's great always seeing you across the room.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, I'm just I'm having so much fun. People go, well, you're retired, right? I said, this is fun. This is not work. This is fun. This is what I enjoy doing.
Well, it shows. And Mike Squared. Mike Costa.
Yeah. Hi, Kirsten. Good to see you, pal.
Good to see you. Thank you so much for all of your support on this show and also Rock Opera on Mark Skin Radio.
Yeah, I check in on your shows. Kirsten, you know what time it is, girl.
I do.
Rock Opera is a fantastic show. If you've never heard Kirsten on Mark Skin Radio, Rock Opera, I love that show.
Two screaming art forms.
Art forms. I always learn something incredible that I'm not expecting to learn from your show.
And the beautiful thing is there's no test afterwards. It's not like anybody has to remember it.
Oh, thank God.
Because I sure don't.
Yeah.
You know, I do that show with my mom.
Yeah.
And initially she would just suggest what to play. And then she would say things like, darling, your Italian is atrocious. I'm like, well, of course it is. I don't speak Italian. So then I thought, much like you and your father, Mike, on the mic together, I thought, I can do this.
Yes.
It's really nice.
And it's really been a blast.
That's good. Yeah.
Because we started during COVID.
Yeah. It's great to do a show with your parent. I mean, it's like where, for me and like you with the opera, like where did I learn all of my music appreciation? How was I steeped? How do I even know to go to these old rock and roll classics? It's because I was of him. You know, he's the guy, you know, so that's it. And just like with you, with your mom. So it's wonderful to shine a light and have them, you know, guide us along and rock and roll and opera out together. You
Let's
know?
Do it.
Yeah. Share and care. Share and care.
All right, everybody, at 10:59 in the morning, Kirsten's coming up next with Something About the Women. I have the honor of starting her first song. It's by Melissa Etheridge. If you're lucky, you'll find me here next week. Doing this again at 9 a.m. And I think next week, if I'm not mistaken, Fred Pinot from the Atlantics.
Rock and roll, baby.
Will be here. And Little Billy Lost, of course.
Nice.
Will be here next week with me. He's got stories and stories. Oh, it's going to be fun. All right. So I'm Mike. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Kirsten and Something About the Women right here at WMFO Medford.
In the dark, I woke up to find you had broke all the rules and you changed your mind. Didn't I love you good? Didn't I love you right?